around the clock. Breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A standoff at a house in Roseville, California is over. The guy gave himself up. Four law enforcement officers are wounded. They're expected to survive. Federal agents had been working with local police on an investigation last night.
ICE was conducting an operation with Roseville units to attempt to contact this subject here, which is Sammy Duran. Shortly after that contact, shooting ensued. One of the ICE agents was wounded, sounds like in the leg.
David Alfonso with Roseville PD. Three local police officers were hurt in an exchange of fire from the house where Duran was holed up. It's not clear what he was wanted for. Fixing the website where people sign up for insurance through the new federally administered health care exchanges, the latest on that.
Even as Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was in Texas touting people who have successfully enrolled, she acknowledged being wildly incorrect about how well healthcare.gov would work.
It's far from being optimum, and we won't stop until it is.
Sebelius's tech surge team back in Washington pledged the site will be working smoothly by the end of November.
Fox's Ed Henry at the White House. Some women in Saudi Arabia are hitting the road today to protest a law making it illegal for them to drive.
Women have been warming up behind the wheel ahead of the protest. A number of videos like this one have been put online in the last week in support of the campaign. This woman driving says people are looking at her on the street like it's no big deal. But this is risky business. Saudi Arabia is the only country in the world where women are banned from driving cars. And officials are warning that even online support will lead to arrests. If strict cyber laws apply, anyone even supporting the campaign faces being fined and sentenced up to 5 years in prison. Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
And you're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Weeknights, we're busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper. Weekdays, it's Markets Now on Fox Business.
Big sales for automakers.
We will indeed see some reaction down here.
We've got the numbers.
I'll look at some of the winners and losers in the market.
Tracking every trade, watching every sector.
The stock's actually at an all-time high.
U.S. manufacturing continued to expand.
Minute by minute, Markets Now is your source for real-time business news.
Gold and silver dropping like lead balloons today.
You still can find some opportunities.
Only one network has the pulse across the financial world. Fox Business, the power to prosper.
Taking religion out of the Air Force oath.
Air Force Academy spokesman Meade Worthen says Air Force graduating cadets now have the option to leave So Help Me God out of their oath. He says at the Academy they work to build a culture of respect.
That respect includes the ability of our cadets to freely practice and exercise their religious preference or not.
Now, as for the reason why,
I'm not going to comment about exactly the specifics that led to this, okay?
However, the change came after the Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained. They initially complained because of a school poster that contained the oath. The poster was removed, and now the option to change the oath is available, too.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. No damage reported from an earthquake off the east coast of Japan or the small tsunami after.
The quake measured 7.3. Authorities put out a tsunami warning, advising residents along the coast to move to higher ground. Ships were seen preparing to leave port, and at the Fukushima nuclear plant, cleanup workers evacuated. The tsunami was only small, a foot or so in height, but it struck the area hit 2.5 years ago, and Japan's meteorological agency said the tremor was likely another aftershock. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A fire in the basement of the big Macy's store in New York City sends shoppers and clerks out into the street.
They have 1 million square feet of retail space here in the Herald Square location, their flagship store, and they had to evacuate the entire store of all of the shoppers and employees because, of course, they were concerned because though the fire was put out fairly quickly, it was in the basement in a mechanical room, smoke filled the first and second floors.
Fox Fox 5 New York's Sharon Crowley. The movie director and stuntman Hal Needham has died. He was 82 and had cancer, was in thousands of TV shows and films, performing and designing stunts and equipment, directed some of those Burt Reynolds action comedies in the 70s. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Frosty start to the day. We have that freeze warning up until 9 o'clock this morning. We'll set the stage for some sunshine as we make our way into the afternoon. Mid-50s for highs today. Not as cold tonight. Some clouds rolling in with low 40s downtown and the upper 30s in the burbs. Sunshine for our Sunday with mid-50s for highs. And Monday, sunny skies in the forecast with upper 50s. Dry weather and warmer temperatures expected midweek. Richard Dwelling at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, everybody. There's your cousin Brucey here inviting you to join me in celebrating the 70s with KC and the Sunshine Band, Gloria Gaynor, and special guest stars Little Anthony and the Imperials at Chimes Gala on November 2nd at the Baltimore Marriott Waterfront. Cousins, tickets are still available, and all proceeds support people with disabilities served by Chimes. Visit Chimes.org or call 410-358-7774 for more details. See you at Chimes.
Hey, remember me? You're a body. We have a situation. I'm getting hungry, and you're particular about what you eat. Has to be healthy, right? All natural, tastes good, and in this case, please, oh please, something quick. Easy answer, Soy Joy. Mmm, happy body.
With real fruit pieces happy and body. Whole non-GMO soy, happy Soy Joy body. Makes you and your body happy. Body. Available at Giant.
Happy body.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To participate in the show, call 410 WCBM 680 or 1-800 WCBM 680.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And this hour, we're giving away a muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. CVA.com is where you can find all the products that CVA offers and a great lineup of muzzleloading firearms and others. They even have an interchangeable barrel firearm that I like a lot. You can check out the claw gun slings, the power belt bullets, and the other products that they make at CVA. Let's talk to Carl in Bully's Quarters. Hey, Carl, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Al. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I've been busy, real busy, but wanted to call you and let you know about our hunting adventures last weekend.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, Thursday I seen one, and it wasn't light enough to shoot off to see with its feet because it was too much brush.
Right.
But it was only 20 feet from me.
Wow.
And then coming out Thursday evening, I couldn't make it out if it was a deer or a person, so I didn't bother putting the gun up.
No, that's a great idea. That's greatly appreciated that you don't point your rifle or scope at somebody.
Well, I don't have a scope on it.
Well, then you didn't put your rifle at anybody. That's what binoculars are for.
Right. and I didn't have them.
Oh, you better get some. That's right.
They were in the truck. I just left them in there. I made sure I took them with me Friday.
There you go. So,
and then Friday, I didn't see anything. But a Saturday morning, the trail I walked in on, I'm sitting there about 8 o'clock. Here come a deer down the trail.
Right.
Nice big 8-pointer, and I'm sitting on a chair, and I got gloves on, and I cocked a hammer on it on my side hammer muzzleloader of mine, and it went click, and away went a nice 8-point.
Shame on you. So what happened?
Two hours later, I'm talking on the radio because Junior took a shot at one and missed. He seen where his bullet hit the field. He shot under it.
Right.
And
you guys need you guys need to put a little range time in, don't you?
We were at the range.
Oh.
We were at the range on Wednesday.
Okay.
Before we went. And he went and he shot. We were talking, and I told him, I said, shut up. And I put the radio down. I stood up, cocked the hammer. Same trail. And this is the trail I walked in on, too. Same trail. There come a 4-pointer. Got the gun out. Come on. Stepped from behind that about a 2-foot diameter tree.
Right.
Stepped from that 2-foot diameter tree, and I didn't see that little 4-inch tree.
Killed the tree, did you?
I got a tree. I put a brown ball right in the tree. I thought you'd get a good laugh.
Been there, done that, brother. I had Baltimore County. I had 3 deer one time come up and I was going to shoot a doe. I didn't care. It was a muzzleloader season. No, shotgun season. And I'm in Baltimore County, and I had the shotgun, and 3 deer come up, and they just popped their heads up over the ridge, and I said, I can make that shot. And I took aim, and I didn't see the 4-inch tree either, but I did see it when it fell over after I struck it with the shotgun slug.
Well, this one didn't even fall over.
No, this one did. It might have not been a 4-inch tree, but it was something. So, yeah, notably on 3 occasions, I've shot trees with the firearms. Yeah, they.
Well, I got home Saturday evening. My wife informed me that you and your grandson had better luck than me and my son.
Yes, we did. I shot a nice 6-point on Thursday, the only deer I saw. And on Friday, we had Jacob take a nice doe. So, yeah, we had a good muzzleloader season, that's for sure. And I just want to tell you, I talk about these Buck Bomb products. That ambush spray in the big black and orange can, you need to get yourself a can of that. Not only is it a good cover spray, you don't spray it on yourself, but I mean it puts a deer scent, a non-threatening deer scent out in the area. It's not a doe in heat or anything like that, but it's called ambush. It's for all season long. But the deer do respond to it, and the bucks especially respond to it. I think it's the old young buck is what the ambush is in the bigger can. But it's
one time when I used that young buck, I sprayed it on my boots to cover me up walking in.
Yep, I've done that too.
And well, I did that in the evening, and the next morning, I seen the biggest buck of my life come out of my trail.
Yep.
As I was pulling up to go.
I'm telling you, I've had it stop deer in their tracks and turn them around on the trail.
When I walked into the trail where I stopped and sprayed my boots, he had that all tore up and puddled.
Oh, yeah.
Where he marked his territory.
Oh, yeah. He made a scrape right there. But, yeah, I tell you, I recommend that. Ambush is what it's called. So, okay.
Yep.
All right, Carl, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, talk to you, Al.
See ya. Better luck next time.
Yeah, really.
See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead. Hey, thanks, Chuck, for calling in. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Are you out in the West somewhere, or out in Minnesota or Michigan or wherever you were?
Last week I was up in northern Michigan.
Yeah, okay.
For the first annual Northern Michigan Whitetail Experience with PCBA.
Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America. Right.
That's right. That's right.
How'd we do?
I saw them, but I didn't get any.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Well, bow hunting, man, that's a tough racket, that bow hunting
right,
deal.
Right. We had 4 hunters.
Yep.
One hunter got a bow. Got a doe the last Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Really interesting. The one hunter was a hunter that has gone blind over the last 30 years.
Right.
He hasn't hunted since the 70s.
Right.
He was out for the first time, and unfortunately he didn't get anything, but it was really unique to watch him shoot. He was dead on at 30 yards, and he used a laser to sight for him.
So he could see the laser, the pointer.
No, he had another person.
Oh, okay.
Telling him where to move the beam, you know, move it up, move it up.
That is fascinating. Even a blind bow hunter attended your Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America event. This guy, from what you're telling me, had a laser sight on his bow that was sighted in, and he had a spotter. And the spotter was saying up, left, right.
Right. Right.
At 30 yards. That's amazing.
It was amazing. Dead on at 30 yards. It was really amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much a dead deer all the way out then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, nothing came out in front of him.
Yeah.
The rest of the others were really pulling for him to get a deer.
Yeah.
Years, but it wasn't. But we still had a great time.
Sounds like you had a full moon and tough weather.
Yeah, we had rain and misting and it was really yucky. But
yeah.
I was in a good blind. I was down next to a cedar swamp, so I saw some deer, but I couldn't get a shot at them.
Right.
I was in a tent blind. I was watching one way. They came around to the other way.
They always do. They always do. So.
Yep.
I got you.
I didn't get a chance to call you last week like I was going to. But
that's all right.
I forgot.
We got the update. That's all that matters.
Right.
All right.
Talk to you later, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Chuck. All right. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Let's talk a little bit about muzzleloaders. You know, we're giving away a CVA, and CVA is a great supporter of the Outdoors and Radio Show, CVA.com. Unfortunately, Clyde Sports Shop does not sell that brand of muzzleloader, although we give them away here. But they do sell the great Thompson Center firearms, and they've got some really, really good deals on Thompson Centers right now. Very accurate firearms. I've used Thompson Centers in the past. I mean, they kind of started it out. They've got the Triumph, the Omega, which has now been discontinued, by the way. I have owned two of those. A friend of mine shot nice deer the other day with his Omega. The Encore, which is the interchangeable barrels, and now the new Pro Hunter FX, which is basically an Encore frame with a muzzleloader barrel, the Pro Hunter FX, and of course all the accessories. And so you can check all that out at Clyde Sports Shop. But don't forget about the great Browning firearms either. For you rifle hunters, it's the X-Bolt. Now, the X-Bolt is a high-powered rifle. It's extremely accurate. It comes in any caliber you could need, want, or imagine, any standard, any magnum, any short mag. It has an adjustable feather trigger, a detachable rotary magazine. I own one Browning rifle, and it's it's the old A-Bolt in 300 Win Mag. Extremely accurate. Very nice handling gun, and nice low recoil on that, too. So you can check out that for a high-powered rifle. Don't forget the BPS pump shotgun, available in all gauges, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge pump shotguns, available in the Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo finish. It comes with three Invector Plus choke tubes, bottom ejection, which is probably the only one out there that has the bottom ejection, and then there are a couple of rifled slug barrels models available, too. It comes in the DuraTouch armor coating, too, that helps prevent rust. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Website is www.clydesports.com. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Dough Harvest Challenge. You can enter every dough you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your dough through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your dough, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Dough Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
He showed me how to cast a line, where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on. Pass it on in the name of conservation. Pass it on to another generation.
Well, that's good advice. Pass it on, because I tell you, the heritage and traditions of hunting and the right of hunting is right, R-I-T-E, not R-I-G-H-T, right of hunting, is holding on by its fingernails, that's for sure. All right, here's a little story for you. The Natural Resources Police catches a convicted oyster poacher violating his suspension. The Maryland Natural Resources Police yesterday charged a Queen Anne's County waterman crabbing near the Bay Bridge with violating the terms of a state order prohibiting him from engaging in any commercial fishing until next March. Acting on a tip, officers observed Joseph Walker Benton, 24 years old, of Centerville, working on his father's boat about 10 a.m. pulling in crab pots. Officers followed the boat to a Kent Island seafood outlet where they sighted Benton and seized 8 bushels of crabs. In 2011, Benton was convicted of harvesting oysters from the Sawmill Oyster Sanctuary and commercial oystering without a license. He was fined $1,650 and sentenced to 7 months probation. Following his conviction, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources suspended all of his fishing privileges over a portion of 3 years, with the period ending next March 31st. Quote, "The poacher lines his pockets at the expense of law-abiding Marylanders. The public has had enough and is letting us know by calling NRP officers with solid tips," said Colonel Johnson, George F. Johnson, the fourth, the NRP superintendent. If you see a violation, of course, you're urged to call Catch a Poacher at 800-635-6124, and then it goes on to talk about the law. Well, we have this to send out to Mr. Joseph Walker Benton of Centerville.
NRP got him. All right. Okay. How about that? We got the some information here from the folks over at the National Wildlife Refuge on Eastern Neck, and this also actually came from Cambridge at the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. But in advance of next week's one-year anniversary of Hurricane Sandy, Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell today joined Interior. This was, when was this? What's the date? No date. I think it was the 24th. Sally Jewell joined Interior and local officials at the Edwin B. Forsyth National Wildlife Refuge in New Jersey. There, Secretary Jewell announced that $162 million will be invested in 45 restoration and research projects that will better protect Atlantic coast communities from future powerful storms. This will be achieved by restoring marshes, wetlands, and beaches, rebuilding shorelines, and researching the impacts and modeling mitigations of storm surge impacts. Wondering what the source of the money was for the Fish and Wildlife Service. Just wondering. I did not investigate that. It just came in yesterday. Two of these projects will take place on National Wildlife Refuges in the Chesapeake Bay. Martin National Wildlife Refuge in Somerset County will receive $9 million to construct nearly 21,000 feet of shoreline protection on the refuge. This project will stabilize the rapidly eroding western shore of the refuge. The second project will take place on Eastern Neck National Wildlife Refuge in Kent County. The refuge will receive $1.5 million to construct approximately 4,000 feet of shoreline protection on the southern end of the refuge on the shores of the Chester River. Both projects will be will use a living shoreline design to dissipate wave energy and slow shoreline erosion, increasing the resiliency of refuge tidal habitats to storm events. These projects will protect thousands of acres of tidal wetlands and submerged aquatic vegetation, sustaining the benefits they provide in the form of commercial and recreational fisheries, waterfowl habitat, and improved water quality. We will see. I don't know what any of that means. I don't know where the money came from. Doesn't say. I don't know what a living shoreline is, but if somebody wants to look it up and let us know, we'd be more than glad to share that information. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you this morning. We're talking about a variety of subjects. And, nice picture there. Nice picture. So, all right. Where do we go from here? We did that. I'm X-ing out the stories as we go. Oh, one of my favorite subjects. Yes, indeed. The annual Be Alert for Deer notice from our Department of Natural Resources. For those of you who don't know, the deer breeding season is here. What prompts the deer breeding season is the length of daylight, the amount of daylight versus the amount of dark. As that window decreases in the fall and winter, and as the deer's breeding season near, the testosterone level rises in the antlered bucks, the does will begin to come into estrus to breed. They will do that until they are bred as many as three times in a season. In January or so, the fawns that were thrown this year in June, July even, the six-month-old fawns are ready to breed, and they will go into estrus or into heat the first time and will be bred late in the year. And that's why you see little tiny fawns running around even now, because those fawns were bred last year. The gestation period is 200 days. If they're not bred until January, they don't put the fawns down until July, and that's why here in October we have, you know, 3- and 4-month-old fawns running around. So here's what the DNR advises. No biological references here at all. It's cooling temperatures and changing leaves signal that deer activity is beginning to increase as these animals seek fall food supplies and enter their breeding season. Maryland Department of Natural Resources urges motorists to be alert for deer and other wildlife during this time. See, this is written for non-hunters. This is written for people who don't know. When you see the leaves changing, you start looking out for deer. because they're getting ready to go into their breeding season, and they're going to be running across the road looking for food and mates. In the fall, deer behavior and travel patterns become unpredictable as they search for a mate. Male deer are particularly prone to traveling without concern for roadways and automobiles because they're so horny. Motorists need to be especially alert from sunset to dawn. Sunset to dawn. Figure it out. From sunset to dawn. Be alert when it's dark, as deer are more active during that period from sunset to dawn. In the dark. At night. Remember that a deer standing along the shoulder may suddenly move into the roadway. Drivers should slow down and sound their horn to scare the deer away from the road. Slow down if a deer is crossing the road ahead. Deer often travel in groups, and others may be nearby. Slow down and brake to avoid hitting a deer, but do not swerve, as this may cause a driver to lose control of the vehicle, increasing the severity of the accident. Now, see that little sentence right there? I'm going to read it again. Slow down and brake to avoid hitting a deer, but do not swerve, as this may cause a driver to lose control of the vehicle, increasing the severity of the accident. I agree with that. Don't swerve. But I would be very cautious at slamming on the brakes, especially if the deer is close. As you slam on the brakes, remember what happens. The front of your car goes down. You strike the deer low in the knees. The deer flips up on your hood and could come through your windshield. I would suggest, if you see a deer in the roadway, take your foot off the gas to remain in control. Brake, touch the brake if you can, but if not, simply drive through the deer. Drive through the deer. Sorry about the deer. Save your life. And let's go to the calls. Sue in Baltimore. Good morning, Sue. How are you doing? Thank you.
Hi. I am not a hunter. I've never been a hunter, but for some reason, I listen to you almost every Saturday morning. I think you're fascinating.
Well, thank you.
Somebody did me a favor, a technician who came to my house, actually, and we started talking about where we grew up and stuff like that. And I talked about living in Western Pennsylvania. He talked
me too. Where at?
Oh, I'm Somerset County.
Me too. Where at?
Rockwood, on a farm.
Me too. No, I grew up in Berlin.
Oh, okay.
I worked in Rockwood. I worked at Henry's Furniture out that way.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Almost related.
Yeah, many moons ago.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Anyway,
yes?
He started talking. He's very interested. He's not interested in hunting, but he's very interested in finding a resource for venison.
You better make friends with a local hunter. But go ahead. Continue your story.
I'm not going to make friends with a local hunter. I mean, I just don't. Nobody I know hunts. But do you know a source where somebody can, in the Baltimore area, where they can buy venison or go someplace to buy venison?
Nope. It's illegal to sell venison in Maryland.
Oh, really?
Yep. Anything you see that's labeled venison is probably red deer that's been raised on a farm like a cow.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
Like I said, make friends with a local hunter. I'm not kidding. That's the only way.
Okay.
That's the only legal way to do it.
Well, I don't want to tell him anything illegal. He was a very nice man who fixed my computer, actually.
Well,
and that's a shame. I had no idea.
Tell him to become a locavore.
Okay.
And she laughs. I just
going to be able to do that.
Geek's a geek, you know. But if he likes meat, you better go get it yourself, because that's the only way you're going to get it. A locavore is the one of the main reasons that people hunt is for the high protein, low fat, low cholesterol.
Right. Oh, I agree.
Venison, which is a natural food.
I agree. My brother used to. I might talk to my brother about it.
He
lives in Pennsylvania, because I don't know that he still hunts, but he has friends that hunt.
Sure. They can supply you with venison.
Yeah.
Then learn how to cook it, because that can ruin you if you don't know how to cook
it. Right.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for your help. I appreciate it. I always listen to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Paul on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
All right, Alan. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Perfect time of the year, man. I love it.
Oh, October's my favorite month. You're right.
Geese have showed up down here. We've got probably looks like a bigger flock than normal.
Oh, man, I tell you, every time I'm on the shore, I was there the other day, I saw a big old flock of geese. I mean, tons of geese. Yep.
These nice crisp mornings, it's nice to hear them flying over.
Exactly. Yep.
Beautiful sight.
Yep. So you're in the contest?
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
Good deal, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There goes Paul. Tim on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
All right, Al. How about yourself?
Good, man. What's up?
Not much. I called in. Thanks for letting me get in the muzzleloader.
Oh, sure.
I called up. You said something about the Living Shoreline.
Yeah, what is that?
Okay. Basically what it is they come along and they riprap along the edge of the shoreline.
Right.
And then put sand in it and make places where the water can come up, and then they
right.
plant grasses and stuff.
That's kind of what I thought a living shoreline was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I knew that it involved planting some what do they primarily plant?
The phragmites grass and other native grasses and stuff from the area.
Yeah, it cuts down on the wave actions, allegedly. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You know, hey, we need to restore that shoreline. So
yep.
I just want to know where the money's coming from. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, have you been hunting?
Yeah, I went out Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Climbed in the winery up in the tree stand.
Yeah.
Sat up there and I watched 6 bucks come in. You know, I had a little spike, and then I had a 4 and a 6. Then I had 2 nice 8s come in, and then a little button buck, and then I seen 6 does. And, of course, my curse is the very first deer I shoot at, I miss. So.
Did you do that? Did you miss one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Let her walk away.
Okay. All right. Doing a little management over there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you sound like a guy that might be familiar with Hammer Hollow Outfitters. How was your muzzleloader season, Ken?
It was slow.
Yeah.
Full moon, a little warm.
But the guys were seeing some bucks, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of bucks. I mean,
okay.
We had a young boy, 13 years old, with his father set up there. They seen 3 nice shooter 8-pointers.
Beautiful.
But the father, every time he'd see an 8-pointer, he'd wake the boy up.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
And then, of course, it was too late for him.
Right.
Oh, but he did get a nice 8-pointer this year with us already with the bow.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you calling in.
All right, Alan. Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. And Mike in Finksburg before the break. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Alan.
Yeah.
Me and my son have a controversy over managing deer.
Okay.
On our property, we have a lot of deer that have, like, 4 points on one side and 2 on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the rule is you got to shoot an 8-pointer or better.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of these deer that the rack on one side is great, the other side is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I say, shoot them.
Well, you
get
know.
Them off the property.
Well, here's the deal. If the deer has been injured, you might be passing along some really good genetics to some future generations. If the deer's been injured, if the deer's been struck by an arrow or a bullet or something on one side, usually the opposite side is the one that's been messed up, or even by a vehicle crash. So if the deer's been injured and you can ascertain that, and this is not some genetic trait, then I would suggest that you start a management plan for those inferior bucks. And you've seen these guys, you know, out west shooting deer on their farms that are mature deer, but they don't want the genetics going through the herd. So you know, you need to wait till that deer's 3.5, 4.5 years old, and if he's not going to get any better, then you know, I'd say take them. But if, you know, if that's the rule, 8 points or, you know, whatever spread or whatever you're using as far as the criteria, you know, a lot of guys will say, oh, we got to shoot all the spikes. No. Those spikes grow up and they might grow some nice racks. But you got to let them go. You got to let them get at least 3.5 till you can see how they're going to develop.
Yeah. I've seen one show on TV where they had a pen of deer, the first baby.
Yeah.
Came out with either 2 points or 3,
right.
You know, a 6-pointer.
Yeah.
And then the spikes on the other side, they came out a spike.
Right.
And what they did is they separated all the does that had the spikes from the other ones.
Yeah.
And the ones that were 6-pointers or 4-pointers that branched off the first year.
Right.
Always were a better deer.
Well, that's on a controlled situation, which you can't do with wild deer, and that's why I said, you know, you got to find out if those deer have been injured, because an injury will affect the antler growth, but it
right.
doesn't necessarily affect the breeding potential. I mean, it's that deer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the opposite side always is smaller.
Yeah. Yep. I understand, you know, but
okay.
But you know, some of those raghorns can grow into some great bucks if you let them go. But you got to let them go at least 3.5 before you take them out, so you can see the full antler potential.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Probably didn't give him the answer he was looking for, but so what? Do we have to take a break? We do. All right. Why don't you do that? We'll be right back after this.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. You and your spouse looked forward to retiring all your lives, but now that you've done it, the two of you are fighting more than ever. It's not unusual. Psychologist Sarah Yogev wrote a book about it. She says newly retired couples report the lowest marital satisfaction and highest conflict compared with those who are retired a long time or still working. Investment company Fidelity found that's because many couples disagree about how, when, and where they'll retire. 4 in 10 couples disagree on the type of lifestyle they want in retirement and about where they will live. A third don't agree on whether they should continue working after they retire. Yogev says retirement is a life change, just like having a child or getting married. Couples need to prepare psychologically. You need to plan how much time you'll spend together and spend time in a place before you retire to make sure that's where you want to live later. Working women have a harder time transitioning to retirement than men, so it's better for the woman to retire first. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon. Unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above, check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you, but your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the priesty, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
Hey, soft crabs are done, but oysters are in. Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters, and that would be in the shell and in the pint at NBS Seafood.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
7890199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever, ha, there ain't no pill. Yeah, that's for sure. If you ain't never come down with this disease, you ain't never climbed up in a tree. Buck fever.
All right, buck fever, man. If that doesn't get you jacked up, nothing will. That's for sure. Buck fever. Man, if you ever had it, it ain't good. That's for sure. All right. Well, it is time to announce the winner of our muzzleloader contest. We had an independent drawing here of the our producer, Nick, came in here. We mixed all the numbers up in the hat. Big pile of tickets, isn't it? We mixed them all up. He shut his eyes. He reached in the hat. He mixed it up, grabbed two tickets. In second place, who will win an autographed copy of Emily Gets Her Gun? Linda Densmore. Linda Densmore. We will be calling Linda for her winning, contact, how we can get the book, Emily Gets Her Gun, to her, and I'm sure she'll enjoy that. And oh, we don't have a drum roll sound effects. Okay. Why don't we just announce it? Are you ready? Is the tension building? I can feel it out there. Huh? It's rumbling. Lay your hand on the radio. And the winner is... John Reimert. John Reimert. Congratulations. You've just won a brand new Wolf muzzleloader from the folks at CVA, CVA.com. And we'll be getting in touch with Mr. Reimert to connect with him and get his address. And congratulations. Next time we'll be doing this is, well, next week. We'll start for the November drawing. What do you think? Start all over again. Sounds good to me. Thank you, everybody, for entering. You can still, if you want to early register for the November muzzleloader, contact me by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. The subject line should say ML contest or muzzleloader contest. We'll be more than glad to get you in the contest for the November drawing. Same deal. Emily Gets Her Gun. Autographed copy is second place, and first place is a brand new Wolf muzzleloader, stainless steel, and a camo from the great folks at CVA. We're taking your calls now to the end of the hour. We got a few minutes left. This is good news for Maryland watermen who are under suspicion by the Natural Resources Police and are concerned that there might be a hidden GPS on your boat. The appellate court has finally supplied an answer to an open question left dangling by the Supreme Court in 2012.
Then the question is, do law enforcement agencies need a probable cause warrant to affix a GPS tracker to a target's vehicle? The Third Circuit Court of Appeals gave a resounding yes to that question on the 22nd of October this week in a 2-1 decision. Today's decision is a victory for all Americans because it ensures that the police cannot use powerful tracking technology without court supervision, and a good reason to believe it will turn up evidence of wrongdoing, said the ACLU attorney Catherine Crump in a statement. These protections are important because where people go reveals a great deal about them, from who their friends are, where they visit the doctor, and where they choose to worship. I'm sure that law enforcement isn't really that concerned about your church or who your doctor is, but the ruling has been made. It's the first appeals court ruling in the wake of the United States versus Jones, a Supreme Court case involving a convicted drug dealer. In that case, the Supreme Court justices ruled in January 2012 that law enforcement's installation of a GPS device on a target's vehicle constituted a search under the Fourth Amendment. The justices declined to rule at the time, however, on whether such a search was unreasonable and therefore required a warrant. A number of court cases in the wake of Jones have grappled with the question of GPS trackers, but all of these cases involve the use of GPS trackers prior to the Supreme Court decision. In these court cases, the courts had to decide whether evidence obtained through the use of GPS trackers was still admissible in light of the Supreme Court decision. Several courts around the country have ruled that the evidence gathered prior to the ruling can be submitted in court because investigators were acting in good faith at the time, which is probably where we are with our watermen who were tracked with GPS devices on their boats. relying on what were then binding rulings in several U.S. courts of appeal that authorized the use of warrantless GPS trackers for surveillance. And on it goes. So there you go. Court has ruled. We need another break already? Really? All right. Well, grab that phone call and we'll take our break. We're not timing our breaks very well here, so. But anyway, let's do that. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Check them out for the full line of Browning firearms, the A5 with a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, reintroduction of the humpback. Don't forget the gold light 10 gauge for waterfowl hunters, gas operated auto loader and 3.5-inch chamber. Comes in Mossy Oak camo, as does the BPS pump in 410, 28, 20, 12, and 10 gauge models. Even 12 and 20 gauge deer models are available in the BPS pump shotgun from Browning. Your complete Browning, your full line Browning dealer is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. Don't forget, they have licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting and bore sighting and all that good stuff that goes along with owning a firearm. They take all major credit cards, and they're open 7 days a week. 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system, period. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity Set, and Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estra spray is still number one to attract bucks. Now there's the Detonator, a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent, hangs on a nearby limb, and brings the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estra scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut.
Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. Fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just a good old boys.
Man, all right. We have on the line John. Good morning, John. How are you? Yes, John.
Great, man. I'm all excited.
Are you?
Really, really appreciate your show and contest.
You hit it, buddy.
Yeah, and this is perfect timing. There is a power up above.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
I've just retired.
His name is God, by the way. You're allowed to say God on this.
Thank you.
On this kind. And you're even allowed to say Jesus. We let you say Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Jesus has shined on me.
Yes, indeed.
I just retired June 1st.
Good for you.
And this muzzle loader is going to put me over the hump, and I will use it.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. Now, did we get your address?
Yes, sir. Already got that.
All right. Congratulations to you, John.
God bless you, and have a good and safe day.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Boy, there's an excited guy. How about that? Hey, I'll tell you what. Our attorney general, who picked an anti-gunner for his running mate, I'm surprised. You know, our attorney general, he's not friendly to firearms owners either. That would be Doug Ganser. Well, he got caught. He got caught attending a kid's party back in senior week down in Bethany Beach, Delaware. He's standing there taking pictures on his cell phone. Oh, no, I'm reading a text. I was holding it out because my eyes aren't as good. Well, what about all the underage drinking and the dancing on tables and the pouring the beer off the banisters up above you there, Attorney General? Didn't you see any of that going on? Well, you know, there could have been Kool-Aid in those red plastic cups, but it was probably beer in those red plastic cups. This man wants to be our governor. He's a disgrace. And this is dedicated to him, and we're going to go out with this.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Woo! Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's
going out to Doug Gansler, our attorney general. Could have been Kool-Aid in there.
Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But
all
I have to admit,
enough of that.
Ladies get smitten.
Let's get out of here. Thanks for listening today. We hope you enjoyed it. I had a great deal of fun. Gave away a muzzleloader. We're going to do it all again next month. If you want to get in early, email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Send me those hunting pictures for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We don't know if we'll get them all in this next issue. We're going to press early next week, but we'll do our best. If not, we'll get them in a future issue. Next one comes out early February. So we're good. We're good. And we appreciate all of you listening. Congratulations to Linda and to John on their wins today, and we'll see you all next week. Now get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge.
You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer program.